Chaz and AJ in the Morning, 99.1 PLR. Michael Rappaport, super comedian, yes, on the show right now.
Yes, yes.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, fellas. Thanks for having me. How's it going so far? Love is in the air in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and the whole entire state of Connecticut.
Oh, I thought I smelled something in there.
It's a good smell.
Well, it depends what neighborhood you went down. But
well,
yeah,
he said love is in the air in Bridgeport.
Right, yeah.
I'm not sure if that's love you smell in the air.
Right, exactly. Right.
But is that a real laugh, or are you just being polite? I feel like
polite. It's definitely a real laugh. It's definitely a real laugh.
Right,
I get asked that question every now and then, but it's definitely a real laugh.
And this smell will affect your heart, by the way, just so you know.
Michael's at the Stress Factory tonight, tomorrow night.
Yes.
And we're linked up at WPLR.com. AJ is a big fan, so I'm just going to let him take it from here.
Copland, how much did you love doing that movie? Yeah, starring role in that one.
I love doing it. The reason why I love doing it is, working with those guys at that time, Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro, like they really, mean so much to me. Rocky was the first movie I fell in love with, and Robert De Niro, is just, he means so much to everybody. But when you're working with them, like I had to pinch myself. Obviously, when I was on the set, I was professional. But when I would go back home and I would be in my trailer, I was just like, this is crazy.
How did this happen?
I mean? Right.
Exactly. Well, you had all the bigs in there. You also had Harvey Keitel in there, and Ray Liotta was in it as well.
Yep. It was a great experience. It was fun shooting in New York. But just to be, alongside those guys, and Stallone was really cool with me. Like, he gave me all my Rocky, my time. We would quote lines from every movie. Sometimes I would do Rocky, he would do Adrian.
Nice.
I would do Paulie, he would do Rocky. And it was nuts. It got to the point where the director, James Mangold, who just directed Ford versus Ferrari, he told me not to speak to him anymore. He was like, don't talk to him. We're not doing Rocky. We're doing Copland. So it was everything you would imagine. They were very cool with me.
And it's one of the only times you saw Sylvester Stallone as a paunchy person, because he played a, kind of like a washed up cop who was like working in this like cop owned area. Yeah. He was you didn't see him like his usual Rocky, like chiseled self. He was kind of like a normal cop.
Yep. It was a lot of fun. So I'm proud of that movie. I appreciate it.
I absolutely loved it, man.
Your parents were in radio.
Yeah, my father was. My mother wasn't. That's a mistake by Wikipedia. I think it was a leftover from the WikiLeaks. But my father ran a radio station in the 70s and the 80s that was in the tri-state area, WKTU Disco 92.
Oh, wow.
And, that was a big influence for me. I used to go to the radio station. Obviously, this is when they would actually put the record on the needle, on the record, and they play it, and I would go up there sometimes and visit my father at work like any other kid. And the DJs Paco and Roscoe and G. Keith Alexander, who were all like iconic
tri-state
area DJs, they would be like, don't come here, the record. But it was cool. It was a big influence for me, and it was a fun time, and it was an exciting time for radio. It was when radio was king. There was no internet. There was barely any cable.
Right.
So it was definitely, and he'd bring home all these different records all the time, all kinds of music. So it was a lot of fun.
Did he bring you to concerts? What was your first concert?
He didn't bring me to concerts, but my first concert that I saw was in 1983. I saw Stevie Wonder at Radio City Music Hall. And wow. Eddie Murphy came on stage and did his Stevie Wonder impression, because this was during the Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Hit the height of that. That was my first concert that I remember going to, that I went to by choice. And that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Definitely.
Did you meet a lot of artists at KTU?
No, I didn't meet anybody. He would tell me, like, this one would come in and that one would come in, and they'd get these promotional pictures and bring them home. And some of them we knew, some of them we didn't know. But, it was his workplace. So, I, you yeah. know, he would sometimes I, when I get suspended from school, I'd wind up spending the afternoon there. But he tried to keep me and my brother out of there. And looking back, it was cool. But at the time, it was boring. Like, we wanted to go to the park and play ball.
Right. Yeah. Right. This was dad's work where you have to behave. What fun is that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
And your dad was the general manager of a New York City radio station.
That's huge.
Yeah. He wasn't like, hey, playtime. No. There's a lot of pressure on billing and talent. And,
yep.
Yeah. So he's busy.
Yep.
Exactly.
Is that how you got into acting? Because your dad was a little bit in show business, or where did that all start?
It came from watching movies, but like I mentioned, like Rocky and, you know, like Saturday Night Fever and, you know, but I never wanted to be an actor. Like, when I saw those movies as a kid, I didn't want to be an actor. I wanted to be the character. I never was like, oh, I want to do that. I wanted to actually be Rocky. I wanted to, you know, be Tony Manero in Saturday Night Fever. I wanted to be Fonzie on Happy Days. And I wanted to be a basketball player growing up. Like, that was my dream. And obviously, I didn't come close to that. Would turn into a nightmare. By
how
the time
tall
I was,
are you?
Like, 15. I'm 6'3", Jewish, and left-handed. So I didn't have a lot going for me.
Okay.
Right.
I can see that.
As far as sports.
Although, but when I Google your name, you come up before Michael Jordan.
Yeah, so see.
If I type in Michael.
Yeah.
You come up, you're a more popular Michael than Michael Jordan. So there's that.
Right.
That's for obvious reasons. the other Michaels, Michael Jackson and the other infamous Michaels, that's obviously, that's just the popularity thing. It's like
right.
Michael Rapport, Michael Jordan, who's got sneakers, who doesn't? We're going to go with Rapport.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, sports was my thing. And then when I was, 18, 19, and I realized I wasn't going to go to, St. John's on a basketball scholarship. You know, I'd always been a disruptive. I've always been class clown. So I started thinking about, what else I wanted to do. And I started doing stand-up comedy first and when I was like 19. And then that got me into acting. And then I kind of got away from stand-up and continued acting, fell in love with acting. And about a year and some change ago, I started doing stand-up again, and I'm loving doing it. I'm excited
doing
it. I'm excited to be on the road. I'm excited. The show last night at the Stress Factory was awesome, and I'm excited to put some love in the air all the rest of the weekend at the Stress Factory. But I love doing stand-up. It's fun. It's unpredictable for better or for worse, and the immediacy of it, there's nothing like it. I'm always going to love acting, and I'm always going to act, but I really am enjoying, doing stand-up comedy as well.
Right. You make a movie, you don't know how people are going to react for a year or more.
Yeah,
and you're not in the room with them when they're reacting. The comedy, I know what you're saying, that the immediacy is tell a joke, you get a reaction immediately.
Instant gratification.
Do you remember your first stand-up gig?
I do. I do remember. It was at a place, I can't remember the name of the place, but it was at a place in Midtown in New York. It was an open mic. And I don't remember what I said, and I didn't have any, like, jokes, but I remember my goal was if anyone laughs, if I can make one person laugh, I'm going to do it again. And I was able to make one person laugh in a room of about, 20 other people, and I was like, I'm doing this.
That's
like, I could do this.
Right.
And I was never, like, a great joke teller or craftsman, especially when I was young. But I was fearless and I had a lot of, I had a lot of attitude. So, it worked out. And obviously, acting was the thing that I really got a lot of success at early. And then that was just, luck and grit. And, I've been working for a long time. I've had opportunity to do a lot of cool stuff with a lot of cool people. Like, we talked about the Stallones and the De Niros I'm very fortunate and I'm happy to be doing that and stand up now.
It's pretty sick that the first movie you fell in love with was Rocky.
Right.
And there you are on set with him,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Trust me. I was tripping out the whole time. Like it never got normal. Like I was very, very aware of it. Like, like I said, I was professional, but I was tripping out. Like I love Sylvester Stallone. Like I he means so much to me. I'm such a fan of his.
That movie Rocky is one of the greatest movies ever made. And then when you think that he wrote it, directed it, starred in it, nobody
won an award for it.
Right. Nobody, like, who does that? It's very, 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 very rare.
The original multitasker.
Yeah. And then there you are standing with the guy.
Right.
You know?
Shoulder to shoulder.
So nuts.
Do you do these guys on stage? Like, were you doing that last night?
Nah, I don't do impressions of them. I don't have anything specifically about those guys. At the end of the show, I do a Q&A, you know, for people could ask me whatever they want. You know, on stage, you know, it's very personal. It's just about, like, my life and, you know, being a parent, being married, being divorced, growing up, you know, being a trash talker. And, you know, I try to keep it personal. You know, for me, if it's not personal, it can never be original. Obviously, there's some topical stuff. You know, politics is such a thing, you know, for people that aren't even into politics, you know, so I definitely poke fun at the insanity of the entire thing right now, because it's crazy right now. All of them, they're all nuts. No matter what side of you, if you can't see how everybody's nuts right now,
then you're one of them.
I mean, they're all crazy. I don't even care about what side of it. So it's all that stuff. And, you know, it's about, you know, the stand-up is it's me. It's about me. And it's definitely disruptive. It's definitely, you know, I start poking fun of myself and then I go down the line. I like to interact with the crowd. And, you know, last night it was awesome. And I'm looking forward to two shows tonight at the Stress Factory and then two more shows tomorrow night at the Stress Factory.
Michael Rappaport, thanks for coming on, brother. It's an honor to talk to you. And we love your stuff. And,
yeah, man.
You're one of those guys that I'm sure you get this a lot. You go in somewhere and people look at you and they're like, I know you.
No, I know him.
Yeah, you've been in so many movies and so many great things.
Yep.
So tickets are on sale. There's not a lot left.
Get them out.
We're linked up at WPLR.com. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate the support. And, you know, have a beautiful Valentine's Day. Get each other some flowers or some chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Or pizza.
Yeah, we'll pizza. How's that? Bye.